Support for KPLU comes from ArtsWA, the Washington State Arts Commission, a catalyst for the arts. More information about grants, arts and education, art in public spaces, and support of the arts in Washington State at arts.wa.gov.
It's Behind the Beat. I'm John Kessler.
And I'm Nick Morrison. This is the group Weather Report's greatest hit, Birdland, from 1977. You probably know this song well enough to sing along with the melody.
What you may not know is the melody is being played on an electric bass by Jaco Pastorius, the subject of today's show.
About the time Jaco joined Weather Report in 1976, he also released a solo album that displayed his virtuosity and his vision.
He didn't just raise the bar for bass, he revolutionized the instrument, which was apparent from the first song of his debut album. This is Charlie Parker's Donna Lee.
Well, it's easy to hear that Jaco was an extraordinarily gifted musician, but besides talent, what set him apart?
Well, he was basically a one-man revolution on the bass. He was self-taught, he had no real predecessors, and because of that amazing talent, he had no peers. He was out there by himself.
That was Jaco with Weather Report from 1977, the song Havona. And I think we've pretty clearly demonstrated that Jaco could play really fast. He was a total virtuoso, but he also had a lot of heart and a tone that was specific to him.
Well, yeah, in an effort to make the electric bass more like a stand-up bass, Jaco Pastorius removed the metal frets from the neck of his bass. Mm-hmm. It allowed him to get a tone more like a trombone or a French horn. You can really hear that in this Weather Report track, A Remark You Made.
Well, you know, John, out of all the incredible music that he made as a band leader and as a member of Weather Report, some of my favorite Jaco Pastorius playing is on Joni Mitchell's album Hegira.
Well, I gotta agree. On this track, Refuge of the Roads, Jaco weaves his bass in and around Joni Mitchell's voice.
I pulled off into the forest, crickets clicking in the ferns, like a wheel of fortune. Turn.
Man, that is so beautiful. Just the way Jaco's bass kind of soars above and around that melody.
Well, Jaco didn't separate the bass and the melody. His genius was that he actually combined them, giving the electric bass a new role as a lead instrument.
Jaco Pastorius on Behind the Beat. I'm Nick Morrison.
And I'm John Kessler. You can podcast Behind the Beat, listen to the complete versions of all the songs we featured, and check out our web post at kplu.org.
Sun gold, shine on your witness in the refuge.